Dear Cheap Astronomy, can you cross a black hole's event horizon? So, imagine we drop you into a black hole. What makes a black hole is its density rather than its mass. So if you fall towards a stellar-sized black hole, you won't fall any faster than you would towards a stellar-sized star. And it's only when you get quite close to the black hole's event horizon that any substantial relativistic changes begin to occur. For example, as you do get close and look back towards the outside universe, time out there will look to be running faster. Indeed, if you turned around and went back out, you would find that much more time had passed in the outside universe than it did for you while you were approaching and then retreating from the event horizon. But of course, once you actually cross the event horizon, that's that. You're never going to come out again. And that is the question underlying this episode. Can you ever actually cross a black hole's event horizon? Since time is slowing more and more, isn't it going to take the age of the universe and beyond for you to ever actually get to the event horizon? So, firstly, if you are the one doing the falling, your own proper time, as measured by your wristwatch, won't change at all. So as far as you are concerned, of course you'll cross the event horizon, even if you cross it as a spaghettified corpse. But since we're dealing with relativity, it's also true that from the perspective of an outside observer, you'll never actually be seen to cross the event horizon. After all, it is an event horizon. The whole idea is that no one can ever receive information about what happens beyond it. So an external observer will see you fall, and if you held a flashing light, those flashes would begin to measurably slow due to relativistic time dilation, but also those flashes of light would become increasingly redshifted due to space-time distortion, so that eventually you would just fade from view a bit before the light flashes slowed to a standstill. How long that slowing and fading might last, from an external observer's viewpoint, will depend on the dynamics of the black hole. If you fell towards a very large and very stable black hole, your fall might appear to be an interminable slow fade, but if you were falling inwards, along with a huge accretion disk of material, you'd disappear a lot faster. What's important to understand here is that the position of a black hole's event horizon is not necessarily static. If your fall is being preceded by the infalling of other mass, then that mass will be adding to the cumulative mass of the black hole, and hence the event horizon of the black hole will be expanding outwards towards you as you fall towards it. And this happens as an intertwined process. Mass doesn't cross the event horizon and then the event horizon expands. Both things happen at once. So from an external observer's perspective, even though they can't actually see what's happening, they could deduce that in the very last stages of your fall towards the event horizon will be rising to meet you, as your spaghettified corpse adds to the overall mass of the black hole. This may be the best response to what is often proposed to be a vexed philosophical conundrum, even though it isn't really. It's been said that since time should asymptotically approach zero, as you approach a black hole's event horizon, then nothing can ever cross a black hole's event horizon, and therefore all black holes should promptly vanish in a puff of logic. This idea is easily refuted by just looking around the universe. There are stellar-sized black holes, and there are supermassive black holes. Black holes clearly can and do grow in volume within observable time spans by consuming additional mass. So, can you cross a black hole's event horizon? Absolutely. Can you live through it? Well, the space-time distortion around a supermassive black hole has a shallower gradient than a stellar-sized black hole, So theoretically, you might cross a supermassive black hole's event horizon without becoming pastor. So you would live, but not to tell the tale, since neither you nor the tale could ever come out again.